Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. The American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts says Boston police show racial bias when they stop and observe people. An ACLU report says between 2007 and 2010, almost two-thirds of Boston police encounters were with blacks. And that was even though less than a quarter of the city's population at that time was black. Those numbers are no surprise to 22-year-old Ivan Richiez from Jamaica Plain, who is mentioned in the ACLU report.
I feel very targeted, even just walking down the street.
Richiez estimates that he's been stopped by police several dozen times. And 23-year-old Alex Pontecapion of Roxbury has a similar story.
I'm walking home and they'll just stop me, ask for my ID, run my pockets, check my name for warrants, hold me for like 30 minutes. There was a point of time where I was being stopped at least like three times a week.
The study reviewed more than 200,000 forms that Boston police file after they encounter or observe someone. The ACLU says after controlling for issues like criminal history, blacks were almost 9% more likely than whites to be stopped repeatedly by police. Matt Siegel is legal director of the ACLU of Massachusetts.
And it shows not just racial disparities, but racial bias.
Siegel says with national attention on law enforcement after the police shooting in Ferguson, Missouri, Boston needs to look at what's happening here.
There's an ongoing nationwide conversation about police practices and race. And that conversation is happening in Boston, right? We get asked, what should we do and what are you going to do to help improve policing in Boston?
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says he's reviewing the report and he's been focused on a, quote, culture change across the city.
And the fact that, you know, young men, or black men in particular, are concerned about being pulled over, racially profiled, that's wrong. And it's certainly something that we're working on every single day.
Mayor Walsh also says the numbers in the ACLU report are outdated.
It's a matter of looking at what the numbers look like today. That was 2010, very different time and very different city. We've made a lot of changes in the police department. You know, with the command staff, we're really focusing differently in the neighborhoods to bring crime down and violent crime down. The numbers are down. So with the lowering of violent crime in communities, hopefully you'd see the numbers change drastically.
In a statement, Boston police say the numbers in the report do not reflect current police practices. While they acknowledge that racial disparities exist, they say they are working to address them. They also say they're reviewing some of the recommendations in the report, such as having officers wear body cameras and provide documentation to those involved in police encounters.